My name is Lawrence Reed. I am president of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Those of you who are not from Michigan, that is Mackinac. It's not Mackinac. It's not Mechanic. It's not Maniac. It's Mackinac Center for Public Policy, located a couple hours east of here in Midland. And I'm delighted that I have the joy and the privilege today of presiding over a panel of two very distinguished people who will do all of the pontificating. Bert Folsom assured me several days ago that it wasn't necessary for me to pontificate, that I get to just introduce and sit back and listen, which is a great joy because these two people are good friends and great speakers. However, I have to use this opportunity to say just one thing at the opening, because having a panel on the subject of the virtues of economy and charity just days after a presidential election puts me in mind of my favorite president. Some of you know this. I know Mimi and Phil Settles have heard me talk about him. Grover Cleveland, first elected 116 years ago. And the reason I think of him in the context of this subject that we're addressing on this panel is because he had a lot to say about charity and the proper role of government not so long ago. I like him because he vetoed more bills than all the previous 21 presidents combined, and many of those bills would have bestowed some measure of charity at public expense upon various people and interest groups. And he once vetoed a bill called the Texas Seed Bill that would have appropriated a mere $10,000 to assist drought-stricken farmers in Texas. And in his veto message, he said that though the people may support the government, it is not the duty of the government to support the people. And it went on in that same message to say that we must rely upon the charity of our fellow countrymen in times of need and distress, lest we go down the path of paternalism and excessive overbearing government. Well, to indicate to you just how far we've come in this country, I remind you that Grover Cleveland was a Democrat. Barbara Elliott is the president and founder of the Center for Renewal, a resource center for social entrepreneurs working in the inner cities of America. She is the former senior fellow with the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty right here in Grand Rapids. During her 14 years in Europe, she was an international television correspondent covering news for PBS. She is the author of Candles Behind the Wall, Heroes of the Peaceful Revolution that Shattered Communism, and numerous articles. She served the Heritage Foundation as the Director of Legislative Information before her appointment by President Reagan to the White House Office of Public Liaison. She has also served as the Director of the Center for Constructive Alternatives at Hillsdale College and editor of its journal, Imprimis. Bert Folsom received his PhD in American history from the University of Pittsburgh. He taught history for 20 years at the University of Pittsburgh, the University of Nebraska, Murray State University, Northwood University, and Hillsdale College. He was for 5 years a senior fellow at my shop, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and is currently historian in residence at the Center for the American Idea in Houston, Texas. He has written 5 books, including The Myth of the Robber Barons, which is now in its 3rd edition, and he is editor of Continuity, a Journal of History. Barbara and Bert have worked out an arrangement whereby they will address this subject in tandem, with Barbara going first, followed by Bert, and then back again to Barbara. So will you welcome, please, Barbara Elliott.